fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Fighters, today, before we get started with the show, I wanted to let you know about our Sales Warrior workshops. We have a massive audience here in the fight. And I know a lot of you have sales teams. You have businesses that are in the scaling mode. You figured out the profit thing, but you know the next level for you is to really dial in and unify that sales team. You know, maybe you got a team that's waiting for the phone to ring, right? Or they're not asking for the sale, or they're afraid to talk about money. They're waiting for the prospect to get back, or you know, maybe they're not representing high quality in your brand and their appearance and their body language, the way they communicate. I could go on and on. If you're in a situation where your sales team is underperforming, then I invite you simply to just send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com with the headline or the subject line, sales. And we'll have somebody reach out to you, have a conversation. We are filling up the 2022 calendar with these like crazy right now, because so many companies realize the need to train their salespeople. And it's sad, guys, but most salespeople suck, all right? Most have a shit ton of head trash. Most don't have the tools they need to succeed. And so if this is you and you want to level up your game there, just send an email. Like I said, help@thecontractorfight.com, subject line sales. And with that, here's today's show.
What is up, everyone? So Tim, here we are again. I got an amazing story I want to tell you.
Throw it away.
I talked to 75 potential clients last year, and I sold everyone because I'm the Terminator.
You, my friend, are a fucking liar.
Okay.
There's no way. There's no way. So, Greg, out of that 75 people, in your head, how many people do you want to, how many people do you think you're closing on? In paper.
I mean, if I was, percentage-wise, I want to get literally 6 to 8.
6 to 8 out of 75?
Yeah.
And you could live off of that?
Yes.
All right. So, Greg builds, if you don't know, Greg builds custom homes. He's a GC.
Yes.
So, these aren't $20,000 homes. These are large homes. So, Greg, out of that, how are people's reactions to you? Let me ask you this. When people don't buy from you, what are the reasons? Generally, just like maybe one or two things.
I mean, typically it's we're too expensive.
Okay. So when I mean, do they get all butthurt? I mean, what's their reaction to you?
Yeah, some of them get a little bit pissy, like it's my fault. You know, it can be a little hairy there. I mean, what's something that's happened to you?
Well, I guess the thing that comes to my mind right once was like I told a guy the price to, you know, to fix his. He wanted this elaborate water slide into his swimming pool. I mean, this huge thing, and I gave him an amount of money. It was just like I might as well have been $1 million. It could have been like $30,000 for what he wanted, but it might as well be $1 million by the way he reacted, because I told him that's going to be about $30,000, and he says, "Go fuck yourself." I'm like, "Are you kidding me, buddy? Is life that bad?" And I go, "He's looking. At least come over here and take a look at it. Maybe the price would be different if you're here." I says, "Well, if I came over to your house and I told you it was going to be $30,000, what are you going to tell me when I'm in your space?" He's like, "Tell you to go fuck yourself." I was like, "Buddy, look, I'm not. It's not worth me coming in my car, coming over to your house, and being swear at in your space. So there's no way I'm coming over for that, you know." And you know, in hindsight, Greg, I wish I had said, "You know, buddy, it sounds like you made some bad decisions in life, that you can't afford these nice things that you want to have." But, you know, in reality, it wasn't important enough to him to save the money for that project. He just didn't realize what things cost. So when people call you, Greg, and they're pricing you, or they just have this tremendous dream of having some beautiful home that, you know, that you see in like these Hallmark cards type of picture of a home, and their budget's like for a trailer, I mean, aren't you worried that you're going to hurt their feelings?
Well, I'm going to write down that response that guy gave you as my, that's going to be my new go-to. See how that goes. Yeah, you know, I never want to offend anyone, because first of all, I have no idea. I'm not a mind reader. typically, Tim, like, people just don't know how much shit costs.
Yeah.
You know, they literally have no idea.
Yeah, the key was, Greg, I remember, I mean, this has happened numerous times where I've disappointed people and told them the prices that I sell things for are just nowhere near what they think they should be. And it's not their fault they don't know. It's not their fault that they don't have the money to afford the nice things they want. I mean, not everybody can drive a Lexus. Not everybody can drive a Maybach. Not everybody can have these high-end cars. There are people who drive Fords and Chevys, and that's okay. It's what works for them. But the biggest thing I've taken away from this, Greg, and I wouldn't want to say I get hardened over time because of the way people talk to me. I just don't take things personally.
Yeah, I struggled with this for a long time, Tim, and I still find myself getting upset because I'm like, why don't you see how much I've done for you, right? But it's not their job to do that, right? It's not their job to say, oh, Greg's been really nice to us, so I'm going to be nice to him. This is an emotional purchase for these customers, and they are going to get upset if something doesn't go perfect, if we don't set expectations, right?
Right, from the beginning. And, you know, one of those things of buying a home or having a custom home built, if they're not even in the same realm of what you need to charge to build this beautiful home, then the conversation is done. But when they react in an irrational manner, like they're misbehaving children, we're not a good fit for them, and it's time to move on. But certainly, Greg, I think the first time that somebody reacted to me in a harsh way, I felt like I broke their feelings. I carried it with me, saying, "I wish I dropped my prices or gave them or whatever it was I happened to do at that time."
Do you think there's really anything you could have done differently that would have made it such a big difference?
I could have done it for free. I could have paid them to do the job.
Oh, that would be nice of you.
And I'm sure I've done that in the past because way back in the day, I did a job. I didn't job cost. I just did shit because it was the right thing to do. I built something beautiful, like you do. You build beautiful homes, and everybody should have one of your homes, but the reality is not everybody can afford what we do. So life's lesson learned. Time on earth tells me to don't take it personally when somebody's upset with you because they can't have something that you offer. They will find somebody who will do it for their price, not the quality you do, and not on your terms. So we got to walk past some of the things that don't align. Does that make sense to you, Greg?
It's a beautiful thing, Tim, huh?
Yeah, it's nice. All right, man. Until the next time, Greg. This is me.
Yeah.
And it's you. And we'll see you later. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.